Item 11, tile fishing grouper.
A little surprised we don't have public here for this item. I'll make this fairly brief as I can. We'll go back a little bit further. Last January, the commission passed a new amended regulation for tile fishing groupers, specifically for tile fish. And in that regulation, we increased the golden tile fish possession limit up to 500 pounds. And in combination with other species, sand tile fish and blue line tile fish, we could have up to 200 pounds of blue line tile fish. But it had golden, sand tiles, and blue line. So of that 500-pound combination that you could have of the tile fish, no more than 200 could be blue line. And that we raised it up to 500, mostly in response to a golden tile fish change with the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council, where they had changed their incidental take up and raised it up to a 500-pound whole weight limit. So we took care of this back in January. Well, at your last two commission meetings, you've had public comment addressing the blue line tile fish possession limit specifically. You'll remember back in February, Chris Ludford, a commercial harvester, he came before you. He requested that the limit on blue line be raised from 200 to 300. He felt that, you know, with the current fuel costs as they were, this would help make trips that are offshore more feasible. They use the blue line tile fish sales to help cover their fuel costs while they're out there doing other things, such as black sea bass fishing. He felt the lower amount hindered trip profits and made it more difficult in the current conditions. Then last month, Harry Dorenty came before you, another commercial harvester, basically requesting the same thing. He's getting ready to go target black sea bass in the upcoming months, especially in May. He felt that 300 pounds of blue line allowed them even though they considered a bycatch amount, that it would help their fuel costs more than the 200-pound allotment since it had been changed. He said they weren't specifically targeting blue line tile fish, but at least it does bring about half the price of sea bass when they do get them, and it is an assistance to the watermen. So the commission last month asked us to bring this up for public hearing this month about raising blue line tile fish. So in your evaluation packet, we provided you new draft regulation for Regulation 1120. And in Section 40, Subsection 2, we've basically changed where to possess aboard any vessel in Virginia waters any amount of blue line tile fish in excess of, instead of 200 pounds, 300 pounds. Now, we have received one public comment as of yesterday on this. And I also mentioned that we took this from FMAC last week on the 16th, and they concurred with the staff recommendation. Mr. Dorenty sent a fax to us yesterday asking that the weight of tile fish should be altered a bit. Instead of being just 300 pounds, which it has been in regulation since 2007, he felt it should be gutted weight at 300 pounds. His argument for this was that a dealer such in the New Fulton Fish Market in New York, they want gutted weight tile fish, meaning they want it gutted as soon as they catch the fish, not after it's been landed. However, in looking at the regulation, we looked back at the Mid-Atlantic Council's recommendation when we changed the golden tile fish limit, and there was a 500-pound top. That's what we matched up with as whole weight. They did allow for a 455-pound gutted allocation also, which is lower. So it wasn't 500 gutted, it was 500 whole weight on the golden as an example. Also, we went and we checked Maryland's regulations, and they're at a 300-pound limit on tile fish also. So actually, theirs is going to be less than ours now, and theirs is a whole weight limit. So FMAC did not hear this comment from Mr. Dorenty last week, so we don't have FMAC's opinion on the item on that particular change. But staff's recommendation will remain as the will stay the same. We're recommending the adoption of the amendments as we provide in your evaluation, as we advertise, to Regulation 1120 pertaining to tall fishing grouper, it established a commercial possession limit for gold, for blue line tall fish at 300 pounds. And it is a public hearing, advertised as such.
Any questions for Mr.
Yes.
Grist and Mr. Fox?
Does this mean that the fishermen cannot gut the fish? They have to be held whole until, so they could be inspected?
I think, and this would be up for debate, but I think at a 300-pound limit commercially, they could gut it, and that comes out to, in our calculations, at 273 pounds.
So you could gut and then stay within 2 seconds.
Right, and they could still gut it if it's better for their market. That would be 273 pounds worth of fish based on the calculations we were able to come up with.
That's the direction the commission wants to go in. Would you suggest adding that to the regulation?
As in a 300
total weight and a gutted weight.
And a gutted weight. We could, to make this very clear.
Okay. Mr. Shake, you had a question?
300 pounds is would be an average bycatch weight. I mean, this is a easily achievable bycatch for the industry. I mean, so we're not talking about increasing it to make a directed, any more directed fishery. This year.
And staff did concur. We thought it was, based on the arguments of the last two commission meetings that were brought up public comment, it's for the welfare of the industry. It's a good economic issue. Based on the
fish are going to be caught anyway.
They are.
Right.
And based on the comments of the commissioner, foreseeing that this question may come up, I'll put up on the screen a possible new language that would be within. If we're going to do this as a whole weight, gutted weight description, we might as well also incorporate the golden tilefish description in there also, or the overall tilefish. So the 500 pounds would be whole weight or 455 pounds gutted. And on the specifics to blue line tilefish, 300 pounds whole weight or 273 pounds gutted weight, if that is the direction the commission wants to take with us.
Mr. Tankert?
No, my question has been answered.
Mr. Fox?
Do we know anything about the health of the stock of these tilefish?
We do not know specifically on the fish that are off of Virginia. We do know the stock south of us is still in a very much a precarious position. There limits, and I just had it up here, North Carolina, for instance, this is their commercial limits to show you what status they are versus where we are. Right now for tilefish, they can have no more than 3 blue line tilefish or sand tilefish per person per day down there, no more than 1 golden tilefish. So you're not even talking 100 pounds.
Right.
So they're still in the very much overfished, overfishing capacity down there. Now, technically, our stock that we're fishing on is part of that whole complex. And at some point, as we've discussed for the commission in the past, the South Atlantic Council may decide to move their management unit northward and incorporate that portion of the stock in with them. But they have been watching what we've done, and they kind of backed off about 2 years ago on that, extend that management unit, because we had put measures in place. And they felt it was an awfully good risk-averse measure because we actually went to them and presented it to them. So it seemed to have kind of staved off that problem a little bit for them. If their measure's coming off the Virginia coast, this fishery is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It will not exist in any way it shape that it exists right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can see there are much more limited fisheries south of here than it is here.
Okay.
Other questions? All right. No one from the public's here. I guess the matter's before the commission. Go. Mr. Palmer.
I was at the fin fish meeting when this was discussed on the 16th. And it was the 16th, wasn't it, Joe?
Yes, it was the 16th.
Mr. Darnty was there. He never expressed any interest in a fish being gutted. He just wanted 300 pounds for the blue line. I would recommend or make a motion that we accept staff's recommendation for the new regulation as is, with 455 pounds total weight or 273 pounds of gutted blue line tiles, or 300 pound round weight on the blue lines, 500 pounds total.
All right. Are you offering the language on the screen?
The language is on the screen.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankert. Comments on the motion? Joe?
Question. Just to be clear, counsel, we did not specifically advertise gutted weight language in the notice. We just want to be sure that we're okay on in regards to the notice.
Counsel, you want to comment on that?
I will if I just have a moment on.
It is an equivalency item, but we just...
It is an equivalency item?
It is equivalent to, based on the calculation, it's the 455 and the 500 are for Golden, and we use the same exact ratio to calculate the blue line equivalent.
The addition of gutted weights is not more restrictive than what was advertised.
No, it is not.
It's more, it offers more opportunity for the fishermen to improve their product.
And that ratio is something we've used in the past.
There's a current, I'm using the exact same ratio that was being used for the Golden Tilefish one. So I just want to be sure we've had this item come up a few times this last few months. I'm trying to make sure you don't have to have it again next month.
I'm all in favor of that.
Well, let me just read 28.2-209, which is publication of proposed regulations. And it said, no regulation of general application shall be promulgated unless the express terms or summary including statement of purpose and substance of the proposed regulation has been published. And it goes on to say why. With the understanding that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Griss, that what's being proposed, what's in the motion right now, is effectively the same thing as what's been published. So with that, I don't see any problem with taking action and passing the regulation.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It did not have said in agreement, just for the record.
Thank you for keeping that clear, sir.
Any final comments? All right, ready to vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Chair votes aye, and the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.